This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. I've been doing a lot of podcast interviews, and by that, I mean as the interviewee to promote my new book. I normally record where I'm recording now, which is my home studio. Technically, it's a glorified closet, probably about 5 by 8. I got it tricked out, had an electrician come wire it up, got the signal processing, mixers, sound panels for the reverberation to kill that. And it's fairly soundproof. If something is happening outside, you're not going to hear it inside this studio. However, I'd switched up some equipment, was having some equipment problems, had to move locations into the office of my house, which is in the front of the house. Not a huge problem, except that I live next to a fire hall. Had an interview hooked up. You never know when a fire engine is going to go by. I mentioned this to the podcaster I was doing an interview with. I said, if I start saying something and a fire engine goes by, I'll just start over again. I don't want you to have to edit that out. And he said this to me. He said, don't worry. That happens all the time. So fast forward to yesterday. I'm listening to an NPR podcast. It's called Up First. It's a short podcast, maybe 10 or 15 minutes of daily news. Check this out.
I've had business people tell me it's hard to take the president's threat seriously. At the same time, White House aides insist Trump is not bluffing.
NPR Scott Horsley for us this morning. Scott, thanks, and thanks
You're
to
welcome.
Your doggy.
So this guy had a dog. I thought I was hearing something at first. I was like, is that my house? Is that my dog downstairs barking? Is that a dog outside? No, it was the reporter. I guess this guy's working from his house too. His dog was going crazy. And I've listened to this podcast 2 or 3 years. I had never heard that. And the host who was back in the NPR studios, her solution, it was to mention it, which I think was perfect. Let's talk about the pros and cons of when things go wrong, when you're doing an interview, when you're doing something that you can't edit. For NPR, which is so perfect, I think that it can add humanity. You really think about polish when you think about NPR, even if you listen to that guy. I think it adds something to the fact that we know that they're not clipping that thing together. He is that smooth on the mic. So I think the NPR has a situation where a dog, occasionally, not all the time, actually adds something to the broadcast. Casey Kasem. You know the Casey Kasem situation. Casey Kasem is going off mad about coming out of an upbeat number and going into a death dedication. Remember those requests and dedications he used to do? Somebody wrote in, a little dog named Snuggles had died. They had a request and also a dedication to Snuggles. But Casey Kasem is coming out of a Pointer Sisters song. So he went off. He went off on the production team. Somebody, probably somebody from the production team, felt belittled. Let those tapes out into the wild. They are legendary. This was pre-internet. These things were being passed around from radio jocks to radio jock, from tape collector to tape collector. And of course, it's all over the internet. Now, they asked Casey about this years later, and here's what he said. He said it added to the humanity. It showed I'm a real person. I make mistakes too. I get angry too. It didn't hurt me like I thought that it would. So let's talk about for you. What happens when you get into a situation where there's a fire engine going by, a dog going by? Will it help you in this way? The answer is maybe. While something like this can help you, it can also make you look amateur or make you look like you don't care. And I think that's the biggest thing. If it makes you look like you don't care about your audience, it's for this reason that I think you should do something if you can. But if you can't, if you're on somebody else's show, don't get too caught up in it. It's not that big a deal as long as it doesn't happen a lot. Dog's barking, put the dog up. Mobile phone's going off. You know, sometimes you can have fun with that. Sometimes I'll be in the music business radio studios. A phone will go off. I make people answer it. We've gotten some funny calls that way. Sometimes it's one famous person calling another famous person. You never know, but it only happens once. You don't want it to constantly interrupt every single element of the episode. If they're that busy, they don't need to be in your studio with you. Kids, spouses interrupting, that needs to be controlled. If you can control it, that needs to be controlled. Because again, the issue is you're not caring about your audience. That's the downside of this, and that's how it can come across. If it appears that you don't think that that person listening is the most important person in the room, you're not going to win that person over. People will understand dogs. People will understand fire engines. They're going to understand the occasional mistake. Hey, somebody left a cell phone on accidentally. But they're not going to understand why somebody is constantly interrupting you, asking whatever they're asking you, when you're supposed to be spending time with a listener. So to wrap things up, the most important thing in this situation, ask yourself this. Does the listener know that I care about him? And if it happens, just like it did on NPR, let it happen. Keep moving forward. Hey, if you like advice like this, advice on how to grow a big podcast, have a better podcast, I've got a book for you. It's actually called Big Podcast. And if you go to Amazon.com right now, you search for Big Podcast, it will come up. There's a lot of great info right now. It's less than a month old. A lot of people talking about it on social media. So search for Big Podcast if you want to see the reviews. That is available right now at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Speaking of humanity, one of the things that I mentioned in an interview that I did with Dave Jackson of School of Podcasting, I mentioned an early air check from Rush Limbaugh. People have been emailing me, asking me about that. David, where's that air check? We can't find it. That's going to come up tomorrow on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast. So if you want to hear what Rush Limbaugh sounded like in 1974, I've got that coming to you. That's on the next episode. To make sure that you don't miss it, go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've got three buttons for you. One, if you listen to podcasts on an iPhone, one, if you're on an Android device, and one, because you're a podcaster and you know what this is, good old fashioned RSS feed, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. So subscribe now, and tomorrow you'll automatically be delivered some excellence in broadcasting straight to your podcast feed. Thanks for listening. I'll see you then.